Before we dive in, 5-Minute Brief delivers your daily news in about 5 minutes. Follow the topics you care about and get a fresh brief every morning. Try it free at 5minutebrief.ai.
You're listening to 5-Minute Brief, your daily dose of news and insights in about 5 minutes. Let's dive in.
Global events are shaping the landscape as preparations for the 2026 World Cup intensify. Health initiatives gain momentum, and human rights issues persist in various regions. As the 2026 World Cup approaches, officials are raising alarms about potential human trafficking linked to the event. Authorities are urging vigilance to protect vulnerable populations during the tournament, which is expected to draw millions of fans from around the globe. The US men's national team is also facing injury challenges, with Chelsea's Estevao confirmed to miss the World Cup due to injury, a significant blow for the team. Meanwhile, Neymar has made Brazil's preliminary roster, signalling his return to international play after previous setbacks. With the tournament set to kick off in just over a month, the urgency of these preparations is underscored by the need to ensure a safe environment for all attendees and participants. In health news, the World Health Organization is advancing initiatives aimed at sodium reduction and addressing corporal punishment of children. These efforts are part of a broader strategy to improve global health outcomes, particularly as high sodium intake is linked to various health issues, including hypertension and cardiovascular disease. The WHO emphasizes the necessity for countries to adopt policies that mitigate health risks associated with excessive sodium consumption, which remains a significant concern in many diets worldwide. Additionally, the psychological impacts of corporal punishment on children are being highlighted, as the WHO advocates for alternative disciplinary methods that promote healthier emotional development. These initiatives align with global health goals and aim to enhance the well-being of children, ensuring they grow up in healthier, more supportive environments. Turning to human rights, Mongolia is facing significant challenges, including a surge in sexual violence and systemic issues affecting marginalized communities. Reports indicate that the government is struggling to address these concerns effectively, with many victims lacking access to support and justice. The United Nations has called for immediate action to improve the situation, emphasizing the need for comprehensive reforms to protect vulnerable populations. This ongoing crisis highlights the urgent need for international attention and support to address the systemic issues that allow such violations to persist. The situation in Mongolia serves as a stark reminder of the global struggle for human rights, particularly for those in marginalized communities. Concerns are also rising regarding China's food hoarding practices, as a former World Bank chief warns that these actions could exacerbate global food security issues. The call for China to halt these practices comes amid rising food prices and supply chain disruptions worldwide, which have been further complicated by geopolitical tensions and climate-related challenges. Experts argue that China's actions could lead to increased tensions in international trade and food availability, potentially destabilizing markets and affecting countries that rely on imports. This situation necessitates urgent dialogue among nations to address food security challenges effectively, as the global community grapples with the implications of food shortages and rising costs. Looking ahead, TerraPower is advancing its AC-225 facility project, which aims to enhance nuclear medicine capabilities. This facility is expected to play a crucial role in cancer treatment, providing a new avenue for therapies that utilize radioactive isotopes to target cancer cells more effectively. The project is set to begin operations in the coming months, highlighting the growing importance of nuclear technology in healthcare and its potential to address critical medical needs. As cancer rates continue to rise globally, innovations in treatment options are essential for improving patient outcomes and expanding access to effective therapies. Additionally, the World Health Organization is set to host a health conference in June 2026, focusing on global health challenges and strategies for improvement. This event will bring together health leaders and policymakers from around the world to discuss pressing issues, including sodium reduction and child health. The outcomes of this conference could shape future health policies worldwide, influencing how nations approach health challenges and implement effective strategies to improve public health. As the global community prepares for this significant event, The emphasis on collaboration and shared learning will be crucial in addressing the myriad health challenges that persist across different regions. As these developments unfold, the global community remains vigilant in addressing the pressing issues of health, human rights, and security. The interplay of these factors underscores the complexity of the global landscape, where sports, health initiatives, and human rights advocacy intersect. The coming months will be critical as nations prepare for the World Cup, implement health initiatives, and respond to human rights challenges, all while navigating the intricacies of international relations and cooperation.